Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Can you believe it? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm having a hard time finding somebody who wants me to practice my new blowjob skills on them. It runs through my mind every day because I put it in front of me every day. I look at it. I look at things, images that arouse me, that get me going, that get my pussy dripping. Weave it in there with some girl language. Like if you want her to gag on your cock, let's say, you know, you have to tell her how beautiful she'd look looking up at you with a mouthful of dick. Hey guys, well, welcome back to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla and it is March 1st. Happy March 1st. It's March Madness Masturbation Month. I'm so excited. It's my official kickoff. Are you guys joining in? I hope so. I just kicked it off this morning officially. And so I got my little morning sesh in, day one down. I'm on it. That was kind of fun. It was a quickie this morning. I just decided, you know, I wanted to knock one out before I got out of bed, got my day going. That was very fun. You know, I'm going to have a lot of fun with this, I've decided. I hope other people are going to do this with me because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the idea. I'm going to order toys. I'm going to make love to myself. I'm going to have some times where, you know, I'll have my little quickies, but then I'm also going to set up, I know it sounds funny, like special time with myself, you know, me and my new toys. I'm going to get some new stuff. I'll rate them. I'll let you know how it goes. Just some things I've always wanted to do. I'm just going to get a little more creative with my own masturbation. And why not? It's March 1st and it feels like spring is here. I should be fucking someone like a bunny. I mean, so why not myself? Why can't I be in that group too? I deserve it. So anyway, I'm going to make love to myself for 31 days straight this month. And I hope I've got some joiners that are going to participate. And, you know, if you do, send me a voice message and let me know how it's going. Just go to the site, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and you can click on the right-hand side. There's a tab that says send me a voice message and you can send me one and I will love to hear how it's going. Now, of course, you can do this with a partner too. And I hope to have some people joining in as well. So I'm just going to keep it real fun. I always have to have new adventures. You can count on me for that, guys. Also, I'm going to be recording little snippets now, not during, but after of the, you know, how it went, my afterglow. I'll be catching that with my microphone and I'm going to have it as a bonus for my patrons. So Patreon is soon to be opening up. I can't wait. And I hope everybody joins, but there's going to be lots of good, fun little bonuses in there. This will be one of them. Okay. So, I want to thank everybody so much who participated and left me a review on iTunes. I feel so honored. What a success. I'm going to do the drawing on Wednesday to officially pick the winner. And I will not be doing the drawing. I'm going to ask Sir Ink to do it because I told him I would be on his podcast on Wednesday. So as a little side note, I'm going to have him pick a number between one and the number of new reviews, and then he will pick that number and that'll be my winner. So I will announce that on Saturday. So don't miss it. And if you haven't sent your screenshot in yet, guys, you still have time. Send it in right away. Do not wait. Send it in. Email it to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com and make sure that you're in there. I think everybody's accounted for, but just in case somebody, you know, left a review and forgot, send it in. Okay. Plus, I think by this Saturday, that'll be 6 days straight of an orgasm a day. I'm going to be in a really damn good mood. You're going to want to listen to that episode. I'll be giving you some of the little insights. So speaking, and I'm sure I'll be nice and flushed. Speaking of flushed, I got a very interesting voice message left by a guy named Jack. Here it is.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I just love your site. And all your podcasts are so fucking hot. They make me so hard. Damn. You can keep up the good work, baby, because you turn your fans on. Don't fucking stop. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jack. I'm blushing. That was kind of naughty. Hey, what's on your mind, guys? Let it out. That's what the voicemails are there for. Go ahead and leave me one. I love getting them. I did already respond to Jack personally. So thanks again, Jack, for your exuberant voicemail and your love for the show. I really do appreciate it. I really love the voicemails. It's really fun for me to interact with you guys. So I do appreciate it. Okay, let's get into some questions. I've gotten a tad bit behind, guys. I want to apologize. But before I do that, I want to play one more voice message. And this is from a guy named Tom. I thought this was a really good question. And so I wanted to share it with everybody.
Hi, Layla. Just a newer listener here from the last, I'd say month, but I really enjoy your stuff and it's very, very well presented, and you do a great job of portraying your interest in all the things that you're taking on. My question is, do you feel like you're always having to raise the bar? I mean, I know you have no interest in vanilla sex anymore, and BDSM has become an important thing for you. And I'm just wondering if, you know, is it going to reach a point where BDSM and all that offers becomes vanilla to you, and that you're going to have to look for the next thing and then the next thing after that. And I know that you're always, you know, the very nature of Curious Girl is raising the bar and checking out new things. But I'm just wondering if that becomes a never-ending pursuit in itself. So that's my question. There's no right or wrong answer to it. I just put it out there as a discussion point. Thanks. You're doing a wonderful job. I really appreciate all the great content you're putting out there. My name is Tom. I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm a big fan. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom. I really do appreciate that. You know what? That is a really good question. So let me try to tackle it since I'm going to go on memory here, kind of, so I can hit all the fine points. First of all, I'm not opposed to vanilla sex. I mean, you can be with a partner. So like, as an example, within the BDSM community, you're not always doing a big old production. That takes time. You know, the setting up a big scene, there's a lot involved. So you're not always doing that. And sometimes you do have, I guess, what you would call vanilla sex, but you know, it's vanilla with your own little side of kink. When I say kink, it may just be something like as simple as your partner's grabbing your throat and it's just very passionate. For me, what I want over any style per se is just good, hot, passionate sex. It can be vanilla as fuck, but if there's no passion with it, then it is boring. And I guess I probably use vanilla as a generic term when I'm more so meaning just something that's just kind of like a C grade, where there's no passion, it's a little more mechanical, and you're not into it as much, or it's just obligatory, or you're just kind of, okay, let's do this. I'll have an orgasm, or I'll basically masturbate. I call it masturbating on guys' dicks, you know, if I'm not really into them. You know, I mean, I'll do it, but I prefer sex where you have a great chemistry, a great connection, you know each other's bodies. And I guess, you know, I hope that kind of clarifies. I'm not downing vanilla at all. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with vanilla sex. Somebody asked on that 80 questions podcast, I think, like, what's my favorite position? Really, it is a missionary style position, except for he's not like flat on top of me. I can look down and watch it going in and out, and we can both see, you know, him going in and out. That's fucking hot as hell. It's like watching porn, you know, my own porn. I'm watching myself get fucked. How hot is that? And it's live, real time. And it almost makes the visual of feeling what I'm feeling and then getting those sensations at the same time is pops my head off. I mean, I love it. I love it. So I'm not trying to poo-poo vanilla, but I do. And I do enjoy the BDSM. Now, is this whole, everything I'm doing, is it like something where I always have to constantly chase the dragon, you know, and have to raise the stakes? No, because all I'm doing is opening myself up. I'm able to discover and explore what I like. And through doing that, I also get to find new things that I didn't know would appeal to me and follow up on those. So, you know, it's really cool that way because one thing leads to another. I don't have to try to find new things to be interested in. It just happens through natural exploration and having fun, exciting partners that you're connected with that want to try things too, or that introduce you to new things that they really like. I mean, it just goes on and on, and it is kind of effortless and it's fun, you know? So people that say like when they're stuck in a rut with their sex life, I'm like, it's super easy to turn around. It's really easy to turn around. You just have to be able to, you know, want to do it really. I mean, it really kind of starts and stops with you and your true, genuine desire to make it a priority or not. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was a great question. That's why I wanted to share it. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate Tom from Wisconsin. I appreciate that. Okay. Now, the next question is from Amin. Is it Amin? 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 Sorry, I'm butchering your name. I apologize. But here's the question. When I listened to your episode about the new guy, I was surprised that you considered an 8 to be a good first time experience. You deserve a 10 every time, beautiful. Well, thank you very much. You know what? You're not the only one that's actually commented on that. That's kind of strange. Someone else said that, like that they were surprised that I considered an 8 to be a good experience. Well, let me put it in context. I mean, yes, with a brand new partner, the first time you're together, if it's an 8, when you don't even know each other's bodies, fuck yeah. I consider that like a home run. I'm pleased as punch with that. Like I said, I can work with a 7, you know, but because I know that it's just going to get better and better. There's times where I've been, you know, it was okay, but I could tell I was like, this has nowhere to go. Like I could tell there was just no building blocks. It wasn't going to get better and better. So then that's all I'm saying is just, I know from my own experience and I've had enough new partners that when they're an 8, it's going to go places. Yeah. That to me is, I don't hope for the unicorn every time. You know what I mean? Like that 10, that doesn't happen very often. Very, very seldom. But I'm trying to think of like, if I can even think, maybe one or two people, you know, that were just like, where it was just like, whoa, what was that? But yeah, so in my book, you know, an 8, it's the first time you have sex with somebody and you don't know them that well, an 8 is damn good. Okay. Next question. This is from Josh. I listened to your legendary blowjobs podcast. Who's the lucky guy getting to take advantage of your new blowjob skills? I'd love to throw my hat into the ring. Well, Josh, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My dog is scratching on my hardwood floors. Can you hear that? Mr. Big. No. Sorry about that. No, Biddy. No. Ooh, okay. Sorry, guys. I'm back. He likes to do that, like circle around and scratch and scratch and scratch and then finally lay down. Okay. Usually it's my, you know, I miss my little girl dog. Do you remember how she was out? You always heard her walking around and tapping and snoring. Oh, well, this one, he likes to scratch. Okay. I'm sorry. Where was I? Oh, yes. The blowjob skills. Who's getting to take advantage of my new blowjob skills? Well, so far, nobody. It's not awful. But, I didn't finish your question. You said, who's getting to take advantage of your blowjob skills? I'd love to throw my hat in the ring. Well, yours is the first hat in the ring. Okay, Josh, consider yourself considered. Yeah, nobody right now. Can you believe it? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm having a hard time finding somebody who wants me to practice my new blowjob skills on them. This COVID shit is serious. When I can't find a guy that I can practice my blowjob skills on, I mean, something's seriously wrong with this world, people. Like, what the fuck is going on? No, seriously though, Josh, I actually haven't tried that hard. So I'm sure I could probably go find somebody, like walk down the street, go to the grocery store, whatever, make eyes at somebody and probably just propose it. Excuse me, would you be willing to give up your dick for 30 minutes for science? I have some new blowjob skills and I'd like to try them on you. What do you think about that? Is it a go? Yes? Right now? Okay, good. Anyway, Yes, I'm working on that. I do. I want to practice. I mean, really, honestly, the stuff that she's proposing in her books is good stuff. And she gives really good descriptions and the videos are great. So I'm definitely excited to go the distance with somebody on that and see how much fun I can have with it and how much pleasure I can give, because that's really what it's about. All right. Brian, love that you're a squirter. I think that's hot. I'd love to make a woman squirt, but I don't know how. Have you always been a squirter, or did someone teach you how to do it? Can you give me any tips? Well, okay. As it turns out, I do have a good tip for you. But before I answer that, let me tell you, no, I have not always been a squirter. In fact, if you go back to year one of the Curious Girl Diaries podcast, I have an episode called I Squirted. I don't know which one it is. I think it's somewhere from 1 to 10. I don't know what episode number it is. At any rate, I was not a squirter and I met someone and I said I wanted to squirt. And he said, oh yeah, I can do that. And I was just like, oh, come on. Really? He was so confident. Just like, oh yeah, no. I mean, it was like no big deal. And I thought, okay, this guy's either really full of himself or he knows what the fuck he's doing. But either way, I got to find out. You know, I'm definitely going to find out what the deal is. And sure as shit, he knew his stuff. The first time we were together, I squirted like 3 times. Wrecked the bed. Totally wrecked the bed. Thank God I didn't have to sleep in that. I went home. Left him with the wet spot. But yeah, no. And then since then, it's weird. So since then, he was really the only one that could make me do it for the longest time, but I've kind of gotten, I think my body's gotten better at it and knows what to do. And now I'm able to, I have a little more control over it. I'm getting better at it. Yeah. So, and I've noticed that I'm squirting more now, just recently. It's weird. I don't know what's going on, but I'm definitely noticing that I'm squirting more. And so here's the tip. I am so excited I found this guy. His name is Kenneth Play. You've got to check him out. I think his website's kennethplay.com. Just Google Kenneth Play sex hacker. He has all these amazing sex hacks. And I reached out to him and I'm hoping to get him on the show because he is so interesting. I heard him on another podcast and I was just like, oh my gosh, this guy is so cool. And I love his philosophy. I love the way he teaches. His whole thing is like, guys, men, you know, he can teach any man how to be like an exemplary lover and just rock a woman's world. And I've been to his site and he's also on Pornhub too, but he's an educator, education style stuff. I mean, you're going to see him actually doing the stuff to a woman, but he teaches classes and it's fascinating. So I want to get him on the show. Look him up, Kenneth Play. And I think if you put like Kenneth Play sex hacker or the sex hacker, I started following all the social medias. I mean, yeah, he's super cool. And I really want to get him on the show. I'm hoping he comes on and he might be like, who the fuck is the curious girl? I don't know. But anyway, fingers crossed, guys, send me some good positive vibes that I can get Kenneth Play on the show. Okay. Now let's see here. A next question. I'd love to make my own. Oh, wait, who's this from? This is from Stacy. Stacy says, I'd love to make my own sex bucket list and knock things off with my husband. Not sure where to begin. Where can I go for inspiration? Ah, well, Stacy, you're asking the right girl. I am the sex bucket list maker extraordinaire. I can give you tons of tips here. First of all, you can go to my blog, read my blog posts. I don't think my blog posts get the love that they they could. But that was really sort of a novel little idea I had in the beginning. I thought I was going to be a blogger. And then I would podcast about sex, just sex in general. And I would blog about my actual encounters. Turns out I'm a terrible writer and I hate writing and I struggle with it. But my posts are really fun and exciting. And they might give you some ideas on where to go and how to get started. And just they'll get the creative juices flowing. Like if you listen to something and you think it sounds hot, I have a couple fantasies on there too. And it's mostly real life stuff. I blogged about the actual encounters and then I threw a couple fantasies on there too, just for, I guess, shits and giggles. And anyway, those can get you inspired. Twitter and Tumblr, all those adult blogs, pictures. I look at pictures. I mean, this is really why I don't want to say I'm not hypersexual, but it runs through my mind every day because I put it in front of me every day. I look at it. I look at things, images that arouse me, that get me going, that get my pussy dripping. I mean, that I just go, oh my God, that's so hot. I want a man to do that to me. And you know, you can like things and save things and post things and make a list from that. So Twitter, Tumblr, go to Kinkspace, same thing. It's got all these posts that will definitely turn you on and get your juices flowing when you find someone that's kind of like in your lane. Look at who they're following and where they're getting their posts from and follow those people. And, you'll start to kind of see some good ideas on what you want to do. Let me see here. What else can you do? Of course, watch porn. I mean, go to Pornhub. So if you go to Pornhub or, a site like Pornhub or YouPorn, just open up there. Just look. If you want to do a search, they'll have some predefined, probably some of the most popular searches categories anyway. So look at those. If anything in there strikes your fancy, then you can get going on that and put all that down. And, your husband is going to be tickled. Also, if there's anything that he's been wanting to try, and if it turns you on, I'm sure he would appreciate you adding that to your bucket list. I know most husbands would be thrilled if their wives are asking me, like, how can I create a sex bucket list and work it through with my husband? You're like the best wife ever, I think. So keep in touch, Daisy. Tell me how it goes. I really want to know. Okay. Now, let's see. We've got some more questions here. I'm going to switch over. These are the ones that have come into my website. I apologize because I kind of got a little bit behind on getting back to people. I've just been working really hard to create all the content that's going on my Patreon. I'm just super excited because I'm getting closer and closer. And oh my gosh, I know I'm going to be overwhelming you with content. I think I'm going overboard. But guys, I want it to be so content rich and heavy and just things like you could just spend months and months on there and you'll never get through all of it. That's what I want. I want it to be just so worth the price, so worth the value. I mean, that you would never think of not joining. You'd be crazy not to join. That's the sentiment I'm trying to create. And I want to create a fun, really fun community because I'll be doing lives. We get to interact. You'll get to see me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so this is from John. Hello, I started listening to your podcast about 6 months ago on my daily walks. I was curious how I can improve the sex life of my wife and myself. Yes, we're in our very early 60s, but sex should still be exciting and fun. Thus, I have two questions. First, I've tried to talk to my wife about my concerns and slowly changing, but I still feel my needs aren't being addressed. I'm not weird or anything. I just believe that sex should be playful and sexy talk. Trying new things, however, whenever I bring this up, she takes it as an insult on her abilities. How do I get her to understand that's not the issue? She takes any notion on, hey, can you try this or move here as I'm slighting her abilities. My second question surrounds, a certain adult toy. Have you ever tried or know someone that's tried the spin on my dick table? I seem to make bad decisions on buying stuff to improve our sex life. I don't want to get something that she won't like. I am curious, from a woman's point of view, is it fun and pleasurable spinning on a penis? Hey, thanks. I hope you give me your thoughts. Have a good day, and I love your program, John. John, okay, let's dig in on the first part of this. Your wife, okay. I'm just trying to, based on what you said, and I know it's kind of one-sided and she's not here to give her side, but people get stuck in ruts, even me from time to time. And when somebody wants to try something new, I guess it's really in about the way you present it. Like maybe you should watch some porn that revolves around that, whatever it is you want her to try. And then you can tell her how fun that would be to do with her, how the thought of it turns you on. She'd look so beautiful doing that. You have to kind of weave it in there with some girl language. Like if you want her to gag on your cock, let's say, you have to tell her how beautiful she'd look looking up at you with a mouth full of dick. You might want to say it a little more subtle than that, but kind of speak her language. You know what she likes. So find ways to sort of reach a common ground with the new ideas and just tell her you just want to have as much fun with her as you can. She's sexy. She's hot. You love her body and you want to be able to explore and have fun together as a couple. Now, as far as your spin on my dick table, no, I have not tried one of those, but I did look it up because I did not know what it was. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? Spin on my dick table. Interesting. I've never seen one or heard about that before. I'm certainly not the authority on every single sex toy out there, clearly. But for the rest of the listeners, it's kind of interesting concept, guys. You should look it up. It's a table that just sounds like just what it is. A guy sticks his dick through and then you can spin the table and she spins on a stick. Now, I would imagine you've got to have a lot of lube for that, because if you were dry, you might kind of go, it might kind of catch on your pussy like, That wouldn't be good. But it sounds like it would be really interesting to feel that. I had a glass toy a long time ago that you put inside of you, and it had a little handle on it, and you spun it and had these little nubs on it, and it was, you spin it in a circle and inside of you, and it was called the juicer. I guess I get the feeling that it was supposed to make you squirt. Now, it never made me squirt, but I was kind of using it on myself, which, as you can imagine, can be a little awkward angle trying to reach down and turn a hand crank at your vagina. But I did have one guy that tried to use it on me, and it actually felt really good when he used it on me, but it didn't make me squirt. But anyway, but now that I'm like a much more skilled at it, I might be able to make it happen. I kind of wish I had that toy. I don't know what happened to it. Now that I'm thinking about it, where is that thing? I'm gonna have to pull that out for one of my little fun little masturbation sessions with myself. So yeah, I mean, John, I'm sorry, I can't help you with the table, but gosh, if you get it, let me know. Now, what I can recommend that you should get your wife, if she doesn't have one, is a womanizer. Get her the womanizer. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It feels so good. It's this thing that sucks on your clit. Woo! Put that on her. Oh, use that while you're going down on her. Use that while you're fucking her. Oh, she's going to love it. I highly recommend that. I give that 5 stars. 5 for sure. Just like my podcast. 5 stars. All right, John, I hope that helps. Okay. This is from Thomas. Oh, hey, Thomas, the same guy that we heard a voicemail from. He just said, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Yours is really top shelf. Thank you so much for being so forthright, honest, and interesting. 5 stars without a doubt. Even for older guys like me, you really tell compelling and erotic funny stories. I sent you a voicemail too. Yes, thank you, Thomas. I got that. I hope that I'm not being too much of a fanboy. Take care. The best of everything always. Thomas from Wisconsin. Thank you, Thomas. Well, no, you know what? Hey, fanboy me all away as much as you want. I never get enough of it. I really do love the feedback, guys. I mean, that's the reason I'm still here. I have thought many times over the years, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I'm not sure I'm going to do another season. You know, you guys have heard me say that. And then it's weird, like every time I say that or think it, instantly I'll get some really nice messages from people that are true fans, and they're just thanking me and just giving me some great compliments. And I love it. I appreciate it. If you can imagine, for years and years, just sitting here and talking into a speaker and getting nothing back, I really do love every response I get. I mean, as long as it's not rude. But, you know, I mean, I love the feedback. I totally eat it up. So thank you so much. And everybody that takes the time out of their day to leave me a review or send me a voice message or just reach out on the site and send me a little email, quick little note. I really, really appreciate it. I value it so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This next one, I'll call him kind of a fanboy too. This is from Scott. Scott, you've sent me 3 messages. They're all very similar, so I'm only going to read one because they've been a little bit redundant. And Scott, I love you, sweetheart, but you have the world's worst run-on sentences and you need to learn how to use punctuation. All right. I love you though. Okay. That being said, here's Scott's. I'm going to read it. It's like one big, long, contiguous thought. Okay. I love to play with you, sweetheart. You and my girlfriend, we have not been together with a woman before. I want it so much and so bad. We have a few 3 ways. Always for her, me, another man, her. I'd let her do anything. I just want her to experience the same as I did watching with her, with others. Babe, would you love to convince her to do this for me? If that's with you or someone else, awesome. Want you, but in every way possible with me and her. Okay. So Scott, the gist I'm getting, let me extrapolate some information here from this big long run-on sentence. You've had male, female, male threesomes, and you enjoyed it. And you loved watching her get pleasured, and you want her to have the same experience in the converse. Okay. Totally understand. Yes. You should do it. You should totally do it. And it sounds like she's open-minded. She's fun. She'd be up for it. I've never met anybody, a fan. Not that I never would. I won't say never, because every time I say never, I end up sticking my foot in my mouth or a dick in my mouth or something in my mouth. So things just go in there. I don't know. So I don't know anything about you guys and what you look like and, you know, what your vibe is, but I can tell you that I do have a type and I like tall because I'm tall. So I like a tall guy and a tall female. I don't want a small, short female, because if I'm making out with her, I don't want to feel bigger than her, ganglier, you know, that kind of thing. I want to be with a woman that's got a similar height as me. So I'm 5'10 and I probably want to be with a woman 5'8 or taller. She'd be taller than me. That'd be fine with me. I would love that, actually, if she was taller than me. And I want the guy to be tall too, because I want to be attracted to both of them. Primarily though, I want my connection to be with the woman, because I know what guys are about. I've been with guys. I've never been with a woman. And that's what I really am looking forward to experiencing in a female male. So there you go. I don't know if you guys fit that description. You know, if you do, let me know. Send me another email. Okay. This is from Tanya. Oh, you know what? I think I may have answered her question before, but I'll answer it again. Doesn't hurt. Hello, Layla. I tried to join your texting group. However, it won't work. Is it because I'm from Canada? Also, is your Patreon up and running? I would really like to join. Okay. Yes, I did answer this question before. It snuck back in there. I know. I think when I answered, I thought I could add you with your phone number, but I had another guy from Australia and I was trying to have their tech support help me add the service that I use, the texting service that I use. I was trying to have that done and I just seemed to be having a problem with it. So I think for right now, unfortunately, it's US only. I'm sorry about that. But hey, voicemails and emails are around the world. So you can always get a hold of me that way. And, you know, and my favorite's the voicemails. I mean, I've already said that, because I can respond with my voice to you. You get a live voicemail from me. I like to hear people's voices. Obviously, I'm into voice, so it's kind of sexy. All right. And then yes, my Patreon. Okay. Oh, I wanted to let you guys know really quickly something about that. If you are not in either my texting group or on my mailing list, on my email list, join that. Because when I launch my Patreon in the next few weeks, I'm going to do kind of like a soft launch to what I'm calling like my founding members. And I'm only advertising founding member pricing to founding members. So that means if you want to get that pricing, I need a way to contact you. It will not be on my Patreon when I start just advertising it to the masses. It's only going to be through the first founding member pricing, which is going to be half of what just the standard level pricing is going to be. Those are for founding members, and you're going to get all the perks and all the tiers, you know, all the benefits of that, of the higher level tier. So you want to join and do that. Get on the mailing list, and then I can send out that promotion before it starts. And there's going to be a time limit on it. It's like, I'll say here, you know, if you join within the next week and you respond to this, click through this link and join, then you'll get the special founding member pricing. Okay. So don't miss out on that, guys, because I'm not going to extend it and I will not offer it again. That's that. I talked about this a long time ago too. I said that I was going to do it. I'm a woman of my word. So if you want to have access to that, then I have to have a way to reach out to you before I kind of launch it through, I guess, the podcast route, right? And let everybody know that it's up and live. Okay. Now, and the only way you'll get that pricing too is through the special link that I send, because it'll probably have a code. Okay. Next question. This is from, sometimes people leave me weird, incomplete thoughts. Nicola, I know everything. I can talk with you about anything in sex. Have a wet evening. Okay. Did you want to talk about sex, or did you just want to tell me you want to talk about it? Nicola, please write back. I'd love to hear your thoughts on sex, but maybe can we go a little deeper next time? Thanks, love. Okay. Here we go. Cassidy K. I won't say your last name. Well, people will see it. Okay. I'm going to read Cassidy's email here. It says, hey, Layla, my name is Cassidy. I'm a 43-year-old long-haired heavy metal drummer in Spokane, Washington. I just wanted to let you know that you're awesome. You're hot. Your attitude is rocking. You're everything I've ever wanted in a woman. I love your podcast. I'm a big fan. And hopefully someday I get to maybe meet you or meet someone just like you, because you're awesome, funny, and hot, and a huge sex drive like me. You're the perfect ideal woman. Check out my YouTube channel, Casket Creations. I got drumming videos, music, a lot of photography. Anyway, keep up the awesome shows. And if you ever are up in my neck of the woods, hit me up with an email. I think we get along great. If not, that's cool. Best wishes to you. And maybe we meet someday in the future. Here's a line to remember me by Girth of a New King. Well, first of all, Cassidy, I did check out your YouTube channel and you are a very good drummer. I don't know anything about drumming, but when I watch a musician that's good, I can at least recognize that. You are good. Everybody, I'm suggesting that you check out Cassidy's YouTube channel. His drumming is actually pretty fucking stellar. So check it out. It was really interesting to watch. And thank you, Cassidy, for reaching out. I'm so glad you're a fan of the show. That's the biggest compliment to me. Please keep listening. And I hope that you'll join my Patreon when it's open. So if you want to be included in that, well, I do have your email here. I'll throw you into my email list. If you email me, I might just throw you into the list. So I'll start sending you stuff. It's not spammy. I don't spam. Pretty soon I'll have enough stuff that you can kind of pick and choose what types of emails you want. Do you want the newsletter? You don't want the newsletter. Do you want announcements when the new podcasts come out? You don't want announcements, things like that. So I'm working on that. It's all like I'm working on so much stuff right now. It's very fun. It's exciting. It's a big time of growth and change for the Curious Girl. So it's super exciting. After 5 years, I'm finally like taking my training wheels off and ready to get to know everybody that's been listening. That's why I'm excited about Patreon. You guys don't really realize this. I mean, again, what I keep saying is the thing with the Patreon is it's going to allow me, not only you to have access to me, but me to have access to you. All these listeners, you know, the people that really enjoy the show. And quite frankly, I don't know how many people are going to sign up. I might have like 10. Doesn't matter. Those would be like the best 10 people I get to interact with. I mean, it'll really be a thrill for me to finally have it be a two-way street and get to see you guys and you get to see me. When I say I'll get to see you guys, I guess if you want me to or not, I'm going to start doing lives and you guys can jump on and hopefully I get to see you too. But you know, you can be shy. That's no problem. It'll be nice to know that there's actually somebody there. So I can't tell you. I'm like, seriously, I'm over the moon about this. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Okay. Last one here is, I think I already answered this. It was just about Steve. Hello. I listened to your latest podcast, submitted a review. I would like to enter the drawing for the iPad. Can you tell me where I should send the screenshot? Okay. So I kind of talked about this. I think you already sent yours in, Steve, and I did get it, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. If you didn't, send it. When you do your review, you send it to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Take the screenshot before you hit the send button. Then I will compare what you sent in to what actually posts on iTunes, and everybody that matches up gets into the drawing. So if you forgot to send it in, I know I said this at the beginning of the podcast, I'll say it one more time. If you forgot to send it in, send me the screenshot. Because if you already sent it in, iTunes takes a few days. There's a little bit of a delay and then they'll pop up. But I'll have your screenshot and I'll be looking for it. Okay. So there you go. Also, guys, I'm going to have a new contest for reviews and I'll announce that on Saturday too. I'm going to up the ante, I think. I'm going to up the ante this time. But I'm super excited to see who wins the iPad. I really can't wait. That's going to be fun. Like, I've never done a drawing and given away something. This is just kind of fun for me. All right. Well, there you go, guys. Thank you so much again. Oh, I just have so much gratitude and so much love for you guys that have been listening, following me for 5 freaking years. Or even if you just started following me yesterday, I love you too. Really. You guys are the reason I continue to do this. Now I get 20,000 downloads a month. That's a good number. And without any advertising, with it just being word of mouth and just catching on and spreading, it really just turned into something. I had no idea where it was going. I thought I was going to do it for a year. I can still remember the first time I saw the stats, my, you know, downloads. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got 5 downloads or whatever it was. It was so small, but I was just like, oh fuck, people are listening to me. They're listening to my stories. They're listening to my life, my sex life. Jesus. So it has been quite an adventure. I mean, 5 years of my life, a lot of shit has happened. And I just really appreciate, I can't even say it enough, how much I appreciate people listening, taking the time. I'm going to keep bringing you good content. Right now, I'm reaching out to a bunch of fun people that I think would just be great to have on the show. Like I mentioned, that Kenneth Play, like I'm so hoping, you know, I can pester him and he'll come on, and some other great guests just to have some fun and variety and talk about, again, just keeping things hot, fresh, exciting, sexy. I'm going to be banging out my, well, I'll be banging myself all month, but I'm also going to be hopefully banging other people too this month. I didn't just sign up for solo play, but yeah, I mean, it's just been so much fun, guys. It's really been one of the best things I've ever done is start this podcast and go on this adventure. And again, thanks to everybody for listening. It means the world to me. All right. Tune in Saturday. Another great episode coming. Mwah. Everyone stay safe. Love you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.